24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
Hello, this is Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ, and I ask that you please support this ministry by making a donation of any amount today. You can give by way of the Cash App, and our cash tag is $THCOGIC. That's $THCOGIC. You can also text to give by texting the letters LK and the number 638 to the telephone number 41444. And that's LK638 to the number 41444. You can also go online to our website. That's trueholinesscogic.org. That's trueholinesscogic.org. Click on the give icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you can use our online form, or you can choose PayPal to make your donation. And remember, a gift of any amount will help us to continue to spread the gospel. And may God richly bless you for your generous gift today. And we at True Holiness thank you for your support of the ongoing work of this ministry. And now for today's message.
It's good to be in the house of the Lord. What I just want to teach this morning and encourage our hearts and our minds, because sometimes in the midst of things, we somewhat lose our focus. Me included. Even on the past 30 days or so, I lost my focus, and that once I regained my focus and I got some clarity and I realized some things, I'm like, wait a minute, why am I here? Why am I in this position? So I'm just going to teach today. The first scripture that God placed in my spirit comes from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Very familiar passage of scripture, but sometimes when we lose our focus, we lose the meaning behind this. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound. This is powerful. It says, for God hath not given us. So in those times when we feel fear, when the times we feel powerless, and in the times when we're not sound in our mind, meaning that we don't have discipline, where is it coming from? Because God has not given it to us. We have an enemy out there whose name is Satan, who likes to take our mind off of the Lord and let us focus on the events and things in our lives to get us distracted. And when we get distracted, then we become fearful. When we get distracted, we feel powerless and helpless. And we begin to just think in our thoughts and our mind just goes everywhere. And the enemy has done his job. But what I'm here to let you know today is you don't have to fear. You don't have to feel powerless in your situation. And you can have discipline, that is self-control, and prioritize the thoughts in your mind. So don't be fearful. And where am I going with this today? We may feel alone, but turn with me to the book of Psalms. Psalm 27. Psalm 27. And I want to focus on just a few verses here today to give us hope and to let us know this one thing, that our God will never leave us. Psalm 27. Here is a psalm of David. He was going through some things. But David had the mind to reflect on the things God had done for him previously. When we lose our focus and we get distracted, our mind goes everywhere, but our mind should go back, like the psalm says, when I think of the goodness of Jesus. And then what a mighty God we serve. How do we know he is mighty? Because of the things that he has done in the past. And we get short-sighted. And we get like the children of Israel. And all of a sudden when we meet an obstacle, something that challenges, we lose focus and we lose hope. And we say, oh my, oh Lord, where are they? And we begin to shake and to tremble and take our eyes off of God. But when you take your eyes off of God and put your eyes on the problem, you'll lose every time. It reminds me, you know, they changed the rules so you can't play defensive back in strong safety like you used to. They have this defenseless player rule. But it used to be a time when a receiver would come across and they may catch a ball, but if you put one good hit on them, real good, the next time they run that route, they may think a little bit. And if you've ever watched a game when a receiver missed the ball, the commentator would always say he took his eye off the ball. And they go back and they replay it, and you can see he's looking the ball in, but he's thinking about that previous hit. And so he's turning around, and he takes his eye off the ball ever so slightly. And he takes his eye off the ball ever so slightly, and he drops the ball. When we take our eyes off of God ever so slightly, we can miss what God has for us, and we can drop things, and that's when we become unfocused, and we lose out on what God has for us. So what am I saying? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should arise against me, in this will I be confident. Verse 4, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Saints of God, in the midst of everything that's going on in your life, in the midst of obstacles and trials and turmoil, I want you to remember this. Be confident. Be confident. Not in yourself, not in your abilities, but be confident in the Lord, because he has not given us the spirit of fear. Oh, but he has said, the Lord is. What does that mean? The Lord is my light in the midst of darkness. You ever been in a blackout? When all the lights go out, and I mean, it's nighttime and there's not even a street light on. It's really, really dark. And there's sometimes in our life when things are really, really dark and we can't see our way and we begin to tremble and shake. But remember, David says, the Lord is my light. If God is your light, there is no need to be afraid. There may be financial devastation. There may be death in the family. loved ones. People may act up. People may act crazy, but God is saying in the midst of everything, in the midst of all the confusion, in the midst of you being outcast and looked over and downtrodden, don't worry about it because he says, I am your light. What does that mean? That he will guide you wherever you need to go. He will point you in the right direction. He is your light. We forget about that at times when it gets hard. We forget that he is the light. He is so bright that in that final day, there will be no need for the sun because our God will just illuminate the whole place. That's some bright lights. I've seen all these commercials for all these powerful flashlights and strobe lights for darkness, but there's nothing like the light of Jesus, the light of God, that could illuminate your situation so you can navigate through darkness. You don't believe me? Ask the children of Israel. When they were coming up out of Egypt, the Lord gave them a fire by night so he could light their way so that they can continue to go on. So in the midst of your struggles, and it may seem dark, it may seem bleak, remember, the Lord is your light. And then the psalmist says, he is my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Salvation here means he is your deliverer. He's going to bring you out. He's going to rescue you. He's going to be there. He is your deliverer. Oh, I'm reminded again when the children of Israel, they left Egypt. Pharaoh's army was behind them. Got to the Red Sea. Moses told them, don't fear. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still and see the deliverance of God. Sometimes God just wants us to stand still because he is our light. He is our deliverer. You should not fear. Why? Because if you're confident in God, you don't have to worry. Whom, when the wicked, even mine enemy. Like he said, the Lord is the strength of my life. A lot of times we get in trouble because we want to depend on our own strength, our own ability. But here, the psalmist is saying that God is your protector. And there are some battles you just don't have to fight. He says, if you trust in me and know that I'm going to light your way, if you understand that in the midst of these hard times, if you just hold on, I'm going to deliver you because I'm going to protect you in the midst of everything that's going on. In the midst of struggle, you can just go on to sleep. Y'all don't believe me. Y'all looking at me like that. Y'all don't believe me. In the midst of struggle, you can just go on to sleep. He's your light and your salvation. Why are you worried? Psalm 3, verse 5, I laid me down and slept. I awake, for the Lord sustained me. See, you have to go up to verse 3. It says, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for my life, my glory, and a lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and what? He heard me out of his holy hill. I laid me down and slept. I awake, for the Lord sustained me. Here, the Lord is my light and my salvation. I'm not going to fear anything. I'm not going to fear what's going on. I'm just going to cry out to God. He's going to hear me. He's going to be my deliverer, and I'm just going to go and sleep like a baby. But why don't we do that? Why don't we go and sleep like a baby? Why don't we trust God? Because we take our eye off of the Lord. And we put our eyes on the problem. The children of Israel, God delivered them. Plagues. The Red Sea. But then he told them, all right, it's time to go on over and take the land of Canaan. Sent the spies over. They looked at the land and they came back, and out of all of them that he sent, only two said, we could do this. The other one said, we look like grasshoppers in the sight of those giants. That's what we do. We amplify our situation. We amplify our problems so that they become bigger than the God we serve. My God says, I am that I am. What is he saying? I'm all that you need. I'm your strength. I'm your source. Just trust in me. Don't trust in your problems. Don't even trust in people. Trust in me. He says, I'm your protector. Oh, he is omnipotent. What does that mean? He's got all power. Why do we worry when we have all the power? Why do we worry when we have all the power? I'm going to make it plain for my young people. How many of y'all play spades? Y'all look at Pastor, you play cards? Yes, I play cards. I don't gamble. But it's just a game. Like football's a game. Basketball's a game. It's just a game. How many of y'all play, how many adults play spades? See, why do you worry? See, I'm going to set this example. When you look across the table at your partner and you say, how many you got? And they say, I got five. And a possible, okay? And then you look over here and he say, how many you got? Because then there's a smile on your face. Because he say, if you got five and I got the big joker, the little joker, the deuce of diamond, the deuce of spade, the eight, we got all the power. Why should we be afraid? Does it make sense? That's what God is saying. In the midst of this, why are you afraid? You got the God, the Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Spirit. You got everything you need. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? He's the strength of my life. Why am I going to be afraid? Put the big joke up there and let you see it. Oh, help me, Lord. I just have to make it plain. He's just saying, don't worry. Just go home to sleep. The Lord is. Hallelujah. So he hasn't given us a spirit of fear. We must be confident in God. What does that mean? That we have full assurance that he is going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. Going back to Psalm 27. Though an host sit in camp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should arise against me, in this will I be confident. Understand the King James version of this. What he's saying here is, in spite of all of this that's going on, in spite of all the calamity, in spite of all the obstacles, I'm going to be confident. Why? Because God is all powerful and he is who he says he is. He is my deliverer. What am I saying to you? That problem that you have, that situation that you may be going through, understand that you are a child of God and understand that you have full access, your joint heirs with Christ. I'm not saying that it's not going to hurt. I'm not saying that it's going to be easy, but I'm reminded of Paul. He was beaten. He was stoned. He was left for dead, but he never lost hope and confidence in his God. He never, through it all, gave up. Jesus, who went to the cross, who was God, endured sufferings, endured everything, but he never lost sight of his mission. He never lost sight of his purpose. And I'm so glad that he had confidence. He said, you can't take my life. I lay it down. And if Jesus said he laid his life down, that means he can pick it up, which means that he has power. If you're going through something, he has power to lift you up. He has power to deliver you. He has power to bring you through. He has power to restore everything that the enemy has stolen from you. He has the power, and he will do it. All you have to do is be confident. He's done it for you in the past. Don't have amnesia. David said, I fought the lion. I fought the bear. He delivered me. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine who dares to defy the armies of the living God. What am I saying? David went up against Goliath. He was not afraid because his confidence was not in himself. His confidence was not in his sling. His confidence was not even in the rock. His confidence was in God. And God delivered him. What am I saying? Oh, my people, have confidence in God. Why do we not have confidence? Because we forget that we must abide in him and his words must abide in us. And if you do that, you can ask whatever you want and he'll provide it. You don't believe me? Go to the book of John, because he says, I am the true vine. And see, if we stay deeply rooted and firmly grasped in Christ, the Father will let us bear fruit, and then he will prune us and take off the things that we don't need. Sometimes God puts you in situations so that you can lean and depend on him, so he can cut some things off. And when he cuts some things off, you come forth and you grow, but you gotta hang on. You don't lose hope. Don't lose your focus. Understand. Don't worry about it. Got to have confidence. He's the light, salvation, your strength. Be confident. Reminded of Captain Kirk. He always had confidence. See, y'all get me started. I have to make things plain. Captain Kirk, he said, I'm James T. Kirk of the USS Enterprise. See, you see how confident he is. See, we ought to say that. He of the USS Enterprise. I mean, he was so confident because he was a part of the Federation. And the Federation was supposed to be tough, so he could say, we can boldly go where no man has gone before. You see, when we understand that we are part of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, that's a whole big Federation. That's a Federation that has the universe in his hand. That's the Federation that spoke things into existence. So when we understand that we're part of the LSS, we have light, strength, and salvation, we don't have to worry about anything. Don't let your troubles get you down. Don't let circumstances or situation take your mind off God. Understand that he is your light. He will illuminate so you can see in the midst of darkness. You may not physically see it, but by faith and confidence in him, for we walk by faith and not by sight. He will light a way for you. He is your salvation. Know that he will deliver you. It may be hard, but no weapon that is formed against you, it's going to prosper. It may be formed, and they may shoot it at you a couple times, but it won't prosper. So hold on.
We trust that you've been blessed and encouraged by today's message. For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only $1 a day, NYCVirtualOffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000. Or online at NYCVirtualOffice.com.